This morning, I'd like to have a very quick verse. Repent and believe in the gospel. That is a verse you can bring it to the bank and memorize it. Repent and believe in the gospel. The beginning of the gospel this morning, we heard, you know, a great little quick verse there that Jesus was placed into the desert for 40 days. He went against the devil. Again, that image to begin this homily about the fact, yeah, we're in 40 days. And at the end of this quick passage, to repent and believe in the gospel. One of my favorite movies is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Many of you probably remember Harrison Ford, Sean Connery. They're trying to find the Holy Grail, meaning the chalice that was used on the Last Supper. Now, it's a movie, okay? So just know that. But there's some really cool parts about it. I mean, one, it was going right against evilness when the Nazis, so they had a, you know, a battle there and whatnot. Some other, you know, of course, crazy things and airplanes and boats and everything. But my favorite part of that movie was the test. There were three tests to be able to get into to see the Holy Grail. The first was called the Breath of God. And they had to, basically, Indiana Jones had to walk up these steps and go into this tunnel. And people have tried that, and they, let's just say this with a PG, there were some adults that were not alive anymore because of the test that they did, they failed. So he's coming in, and there's a great cinematography part that shows Indiana Jones going into this tunnel and his father, who is injured. And they're saying the same lines. One is on the ground, one is going this tunnel. And they were both saying the same thing. The penitent man will pass. The penitent man will pass. There's coming up forward the breath of God, this kind of wind coming in. And Indiana Jones figured out very quickly, a penitent man is humble. He kneels. He knelt, and he was saved through the first test. Now, last weekend I mentioned about kneeling over the river, Fort Francis, St. Mary's. I want to share the same to you today about kneeling. When Jesus says, repent, you know, Indiana Jones in the movie says, a penitent man or woman. That's us. We have to repent. And the best way to do that, in one of the ways, is kneeling. Now, today you'll kneel at Mass, obviously. If you can, of course. But where are other places you can kneel? Because when you kneel, you're showing to God and others, hey, God is God, I'm not. God isn't kneeling to us. We must kneel to Him. Do you ever knelt before Jesus in adoration? You'll hear at the end of Mass about our focus this Lent of Eucharistic adoration. Have you ever remembered when you were a child to kneel at bed? To pray before your bed? To thank God for the day and ask Him for His help to go through this night so you can live in another day? Or when you wake up, can you kneel, begin the day again by kneeling to God, thanking Him for another day? Or you can go beyond and say, do you have a loved one that's in a hospital or a nursing home or lonely? That not just to pray on a chair, but to kneel on the ground, to pray for them because they might not be able to kneel. And that is an image of our prayer of repentance. The second word, believe. The last test, you know, the middle test for Indiana Jones, he had to figure out what God's name was. It was Jehovah. And he had to follow God's, the word of God. And there's little stones, and some would crash, and others would be solid, so he could go across another chasm. So he says the wrong thing. He says, well, in Latin, Jehovah's is not J, it's I. He almost dies, yada yada. Great movie. The last one was a faith. He called it a leap of faith. And again, the best part for me was to watch Sean Connery saying, boy, you must believe, boy. You must believe. Indiana Jones is looking over this chasm that you can't get across it, period. You never could. And he realized that he has to believe in something that he can't see. He lifted up his left foot, put it down, which could have killed him, on the bottom of the pit, and he lands on this solid bridge. That it was so cool, the cinematography, that you couldn't tell it if you're right there, because they painted it perfect and prepared this bridge perfectly. And they flip it around and you see this image of this like bricked bridge across, that nobody could see it in that one spot. And he believed. Now again, that's a movie. And yes, some of us actually believed at the end of the Vikings game when many people left. But again, that's a sport. When God says and Jesus says, believe, we'll have the test right here. Do you really believe that what looks like bread and wine in a few moments is actually Jesus' body and blood? That's the real faith, supernatural faith. To say, hey, that is Jesus. Even if it looks like it, like bread or wine, tastes like it, smells like it, at a different level, that is Jesus. Do you believe that? In the New Testament, there's the word faith 250 times. And when Jesus challenges his disciples, he often says, you with little faith. You little faith. Yes, I did. I took bread and fish and made them to feed 4,000 or 5,000 people. Little faith. I walked across water and you thought I was a ghost. And other people would have great faith that might not even know him. It might be a sinner. That they believed him and they said, Lord, please save me. And they did, because Jesus said, your faith can save you. Finally, in the gospel, it actually means evangelion, which means the good news. The good news. And we know what the news is, don't we? We just heard at the very beginning of Mark, the scriptures, the Bible, our lives. We know what Lent is about, but do we actually share that? Evangelion also means evangelize. Do we share the good news in Lent? Are we challenged ourselves and challenge our loved ones and friends, co-workers? Repent and believe in the gospel. Finally, if you remember Columbine, the massacre of Columbine, and I mean this tragically, what happened there. But to remind us, another little spark in our souls and our consciences, that Cassie Bernal was faced by the gunman that said, do you believe in God? And she said, yes. She gave her life for God. Right now, how can you repent? How can you believe? And how can you share the good news during our 40 days of Lent?